Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
People going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Never thought that I would
They gon' wanna hit some horns.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio 8 this morning on this beautiful day, April 7th, 2024. I tell you, a lot has been going on in the world today. But as well, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have Texas Metro News. We have iMessenger, which is online. and the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news. We got them all. So much is going on. So little time to talk about it. But as always, you know, the biggest thing right now is the eclipse. And we'll talk to you. Really follow. Because this thing can really be nasty, folks. You got to have the eclipse glasses and everything. So we'll go through that a little bit on April 8th, which is my mother's birthday. So at least people stop and recognize for that. But again, the solar eclipse is Monday. So we'll follow the path of totally covering it. And we just want to make sure everything is fine. I know we've been going through some crazy, crazy things, some snow up north. This weather is something else. But as always, you know, we talk about our e-blast, and we want you to follow us on that as well. And we'll give you a little bit there, celebrating 100 years of the Black Press. 197 years, I apologize for that. That it just takes me back just thinking about the papers that I grew up reading in Tampere. So, 197 years of the Black Press, the NNPA.org, the Black, as I just read the acronyms and we'll go back through them, the BHNNOW.com and BlackStarNetwork.com. The Black Press Matters. Also, don't forget 50th anniversary of hip hop. WWE superstar Big E on why hip hop stars are loving wrestling again. And I think because of the intros, a lot of music, a lot of our music from the past, and some of the hip hop artists today. Today will be the first Sunday that we will honor National Jazz Appreciation Month. And, you know, it was Women's Month last in March since we last broadcast. So, again, so much is going on, so little time to talk about it. April 1st came around so fast for me. I didn't, no practical jokes. First time in a long time. First time in a long time I didn't do a practical joke on everything. We're going to recap the most beautiful event of the week for me when they had the top, and I made an announcement last week, top six women, dynamic leaders that live in the Dallas Metroplex area. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll talk about Charlotte Berry, Dr. Terry O'Neill Ford, Elsie Cook Holmes, Dr. Yolanda Lawson, and Danette Anthony Reed, International President of AKA. So all right here in the area. Views from the cliff. Beautiful, beautiful event. Vincent Hall was the MC. A musical guest was Melinda Stanton, feature artist Montoya, and Ruben Lill. So a lot was going on, folks, last week. And as always, please pick up your newspapers. Texas Metro News is doing its thing, as always. We reported, and this is for the week there, that Dr. Sharon Patterson retires from the, I guess, for the United Methodist Church. We're just so happy that she has come in and done some great things. I work with her on the radio, and just absolutely wonderful. Give you a little bit about Dr. Sharon Patterson. She's a history maker, trailblazer, and record setter. Sharon started to leave a hole in the hearts of the Hamilton Park United Methodist Church in the community as she retires after 35 years of ministry in the United Methodist Church. Dr. Patterson and 3.5 decades of ministry has spanned 7 churches, countless speaking engagements, and numerous community events. As a relationship expert, She was a love doctor, if you don't, for those several years back, a relationship expert. She has been coined, as I mentioned previously, the love doctor. Her unwavering dedication, profound wisdom, and unyielding commitment to serve her congregation and her community at large have led to many questions of what is next and why retirement now. My retirement, and I quote, my retirement means that God is good and God is faithful, end quote, said Dr. Patterson, who is 65 years old. Quote, God called me into the ministry in 1981 at Spelman College. I didn't know what would happen. I just walked by faith, and now, after 30 years as a minister, has said there's an exit sign on the ramp and you can come out of it, end quote. Dr. Patterson, who has been the first African-American female ordained in the North Texas region of the United Methodist Church and has shattered the stained glass ceiling of the United Methodist Church and ordained female clergy members in their roles. Job well done, Dr. Sharon Patterson. We'll talk about that a little bit more. We'll give you some things. I tell you, she brought some thunder. Brought some thunder to Dallas. Also, if you look at our paper, we have DISD teachers shaping the future of science education nationwide. Martin O.C., the Carnegie Honor Mathematics at West Dallas STEM Program, is out there in the world. Some of the other things that we have going on, you know, it's just a kind of eerie kind of week. A lot is going on. Politics, of course, is always shaping up things. Solar eclipse, I'll go through some do's and don'ts with that. All right, some of the other things, the Wild Wild West, is that what we're calling, you know, when they go down, they shoot, they have duels? Are we revisiting those days with some of these shootings that are going on around this country, whether it's in Kansas City, Philadelphia, Tampa, of course, right here in the Dallas area as well? So we're going to keep that discussion going this morning, the Wild Wild West. And we'll get some feedback on that. It's about 18 minutes after the hour. Don't forget, Dr. Rodriguez is going to come on and talk about some things, some healthy eating. That's what we need to do more of. Last week, we talked about some broccoli, the advantages of broccoli for our lives. All right, I was waiting for a call, and that's a little hesitation. Maybe we'll get them, but we'll still talk about some of the great, great women of this area. All right, and then on Monday, after we got up, we laid to rest James Curtis Mitchell. He had a graveside, at Loreland. And great man. We had some nice conversations over the years, and didn't realize how influential he was, not only to the fraternity but to the world of TI. So again, so many little things going on. We'll continue as followed. If you go to our e-blast today, some of the things that in her news flash, and I just want to read one here about a young lady named Brianna. And as we flip again, you can get this e-blast if you call 914-941-0110 or texasmetronews.com, and you can sign up for this as well. So if you need any additional information, please don't hesitate to call us in or press 1 so that we'll be able to give you that information. But My Truth, Brianna's Making Us Proud. This is by our publisher. 2 days ago at Texas Metro News Honors. Tuesday was an evening, six dynamic area women are honored their leadership as presidents of international organizations. A scholarship was also presented to a young lady who was also dynamic, and we are sure she will be in awards for her lifetime. She didn't know that she was up for an award, nor that she will receive a scholarship, but her work speaks volumes and has been noticed. Which brings me to this point, and I am reading an article by Cheryl Smith. Sometimes you don't know who's watching. When I first heard about Breonna Jones Gill, I was told how smart and talented she was. I was sent her resume, which looked pretty impressive, and it helped me in attending my alma mater, Florida University, and she were also majoring journalism. I invite her to the office. We visit to say it was exceptional would be the understatement. But I always have to be cool and not let on when I'm impressed. So I just, as she put it, I can picture her saying all of it and hearing this. Just how impressive she came across to her. When Breonna rose to the occasion, there were so many great things that I could say about her. I wanted to offer her an internship, but she already has been obligated. She still kept in touch with me. We talked about careers, life, and everything. I met her grandmother. We had an interesting conversation. I really felt good about this young lady. Okay, but Breonna Jones Gill, a very respectful young lady who was focused and a joy to be around, realizes that it has a lot to learn. Now, people think they're making their own on their own. They don't need to have mentors. They don't need to have relationships with people who have been there and done that. Every year, the Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon is held, where we have presented scholarships since 1995. Those scholarships have gone to students in the Dr. Emmett J. Conrad Leadership Program, which was started by State Senator Royce West. COVID changed a lot of things, but we're bouncing back, and we will still give scholarships and internships. Judge Alicia Redmond donated to the scholarship fund. Here was Breonna, a young lady graduating from the Talented and Gifted Magnet School at Yvonne Ewell, Townview Center, majoring in journalism with a 3.7 grade point average. She was a student leader on campus, did things I was doing when I was on campus. She just did absolutely fabulous things. She's one of the co-anchors of a TV broadcast, and she's also a member of Beta Alpha chapter of Delta Sigma Theta. I talked to several people about her, even fellow students, recent graduates of FAMU like Robert Tucker, who had high praise for her. She had no idea that she was even under construction for a scholarship. But unbeknownst to her and her grandmother, we plan to honor her with a scholarship. We were so glad that we did, because even before the event, when I talked to her grandmother, Gwendolyn Jones, she talked with her grandmother in such a positive way. I want to thank Judge Redmond for supporting and promoting academic excellence. I can't wait to see Breonna when she comes home, and then she knows that she'll decide that she wants to, an internship with Texas Metro News, maybe. It happened because it was so deserving. We'll finish this story about Miss Brianna. And congratulations to her on getting a reward. Again, we'll talk a little bit later about a young lady such as Miss Brianna. I tell you, it just brings joy to your heart when you see these young people really doing great things. And I have two that I see and talk to all the time. It is very refreshing to know that when we can't open our eyes anymore, that this world is actually, we'll be in a better place with some of these young people stepping up in the, from the background into the forefront. All right. Some other things we're looking at. Two more former Mississippi Goon Squad deputies sentenced for the torture of a black man or black men. You know, it's a shame that the things are going on today. You think that we've moved past the lynching, moved past the execution of lives of individuals that look different from them. You know, we look at some of the things that are going on at these rallies, whether it's rallies of good for football championships or rallies for separation of powers or neighborhoods. Folks, it's so much going on in this world. We just got to get it together. We've got to get it together. And literally, it just makes it where you're shaking your head. Some other things we're looking at. One's cooking. You So Fighting. Some of the good jokes there. National Girl Me Today. Words to Live By will all feature in our e-blast. Tressa Reynolds is a superb woman of the day. She's a noblest of in the profession. She's an educator at St. Philip's School and Community Center. Previously, she worked at Chicago Public Schools. Tressa received her Bachelor's of Science degree from Paul Quinn College, and she was the president of the Lambda Nu chapter, Delta Sigma Theta. She's numerous leadership positions with the Sorority and Student Government Association. She also participated in the Duke Exchange Studies. She received a Master's in Education in Leadership and Administration at Texas Southern University. Tressa Reynolds. A superb woman of the day. So there's so many things, folks, that's just out there. And it's good to hear a young woman on the right track. Making waves. And we love it to death. All right, some of the other things. Headlines. Israel says it's withdrawing from the Conyantis. And you can find this. After months of fighting in southern Gaza, the IDF's move rises questions about Israel's plan to invade Rafah. Folks, you got to know what's going on. The 45th president campaign says the event, the billionaire's home, set a fundraising record. I guess everybody's out beating. And, you know, it's interesting, all the monies that are being raised for a lot of the presidential candidates, just hope that we get the right message across. All this money is being raised, but what are we doing about the homeless population? A lot of money can be used for training, getting these people off the street. You know, just throughout Dallas, it's just nothing happened in the southern sector, it's in the north sector, actually going up in Frisco. Frisco's a little tighter about taking the folks off the street, which I need to follow up just to see where they're going when they're taking them off. Are they putting them in jail or are they relocating them throughout the Metroplex? That's something that we need to follow. But when they raise all this money, Yeah, you do advertisement, you do this. But the thing is, what are we doing for our people? You know, you have retired judges, statue, and, you know, concerns about this particular judge. It's just a lot going on, folks. And it just breaks my heart just knowing that if we could raise money like this. Well, how about all the homeless people, as I mentioned before? How about the kids that don't have money for lunch? They get free lunch. And they don't even have limitations. You get Monday through Friday, and they may get something to eat on the weekend. But what are we doing? If we can raise this much money, okay, there are other programs that can benefit from those who are giving. And we need everybody to give to make a difference for those who don't have. CNN is reporting that Republican strategists say the 45th president has made critical mistakes in the campaign. It is something to behold. Now, let's flip the script. If I had completed, and should I say have completed, when I say completed, have done some things that would harm others, potentially harm myself, and still be able to run, you know, again, that gets me. But it's always not about the theory or anything. It's about the individual. And I'm just speaking out. I don't see Andrew Wiggum running for president if I would have had half of the things that the 45th president had. What are we doing, America? Are we pulling the onion off the skin and don't care about crying? Do we cut it with cellophane wrap around it so we don't feel the juices that'll make you cry from an onion? You know, we're an upright country, but we're not doing upright things. And that baffles me. It baffles me a lot. We'll talk about that a little bit later. It's just very puzzling. And then the pity incident, raiding the home, saying now that why Sean Diddy Combs is named in the sexual assault lawsuit against his son. And speaking of onions, we are pulling the skin off this one completely. This is absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous, folks. You know, I'd like to say what you do in the dark will come out to light. And so many people are connected. March Madness is going on. I feel so bad for those losers who have gotten so far to the Final Four. We'll talk about those a little bit later. But, you know, a lot has been going on. You hear Angel Reese say she's been attacked by so many times, you know, for her style of playing basketball. How about Bill Laimbeer? Dennis Rodman, one of my favorites. Kids, folks, we have to be a little bit more careful. You're tearing down that what some others have built. And it's just crazy, absolutely crazy that this young lady has to go to the game under 21 years old, right at 21, playing basketball, that toughness that a lot of people always talk about. Got to have this toughness to play sports, team sports. You know, you can't be the gentle giant that a lot of people want to see, but those who have the tenacity and the drive to do better and better, they're going to have a little edge on them. A lot of edge. And then you're breaking them down. So you let them know. It tears them down. And you have to remember, they're students. And the word has just come in. And it's, oh my God, broke down the whole thing. So I pray for you, Angel. Get it together. I know life's not a crystal stair, but folks, we got to lay off that. Got to lay it off. All right, some other things. Photos of a $188 million Powerball winner hears a knock at the door, sees her pastor waiting there. Everybody trying to get some money. All right. Let's see. Did anybody win last night? I'm not quite sure. We'll find that out. A lot is going on. The opinion about Beyonce with Jolene, Cowboy Carter. You know, it's moving up the charts. But there's a lot of controversy behind it. Hopefully we'll have some people there. Paul McCartney says Beyonce's Blackbird cover reinforces civil rights. And I'll be interested in that. I'll read that to us a little bit later. Paul McCartney, again, the Blackbird cover supports or reinforces civil rights message that inspired him to write it. Okay. And we'll get to that. That's quite interesting. A lot of people reacted to that a little differently. It is the month of April, my birth month. I am just so happy. So happy to be a part of your morning. We have Dr. Rodriguez coming up in about 22 minutes. And see if we can get her on, because I always enjoy her with everything's coming on. As things warm up a little bit. You got the eclipse. We're going to talk about that. Some do's and don'ts for our folks. Some safety tips for the eclipse. That had a catchy little ring to it. Safety tips for the eclipse. All right. Number one, carefully look at the solar filter or eclipse, look through your solar filter or eclipse glasses before using them. Always read and follow directions that come with the solar filter or eclipse glasses. Before looking up in the bright sun, stand still, cover your eyes with the eclipse glasses, solar filter. These are tips, helpful tips, because I know everybody's excited. Everybody's excited about it. You know, people think they can use their dark Ray-Bans. No, folks, they're not safe. You need to get some of these specialty glasses for the eclipse. And some people may not have the safety set, but please, for the sake of your eyes, beyond tomorrow, get you some of these solar eclipse glasses. All right? So to cut down the glare, you'll be able to see every so often in a lifetime where the moon comes between the earth and the sun. You can see the outer bands drawing some extraneous, just rays towards your eyes that can create some damage. So you want to make sure that you do that. Here's some additional safety tips. Carefully look at your solar filter, eclipse glasses before using them. If you see any scratches or damage, do not use them. Always read and follow directions that come with the solar filter or eclipse glasses. Help children to be sure they use handheld solar viewers and eclipse glasses correctly. Before looking up at the bright sun, stand still and cover your eyes with eclipse glasses or solar viewer. After glancing in the sun, turn away and remove your filter. Do not remove it while looking at the sun. Let me repeat that one. Before looking up in the bright sun, stand still and cover your eyes with the clip glasses or viewer. After glancing at the sun, turn away and remove your filter. Do not remove it while looking at the sun. The only time that you can look at the sun without your solar viewer is during totality. When the moon completely covers the sun's bright face, and suddenly gets dark, you can remove your solar filter and watch your unique experience. As soon as the bright sun appears or begins to reappear, very slightly, immediately, use your solar viewer again to watch the remaining of the partial phase of the eclipse. Now, if you're not sure, folks, I need those who are listening to read these, you can find these online. I'm giving you a fresh on it to make sure that these young folks are doing it properly and folks around you, because there's going to be somebody out there that want to see it for themselves. I don't need no glasses. As crazy as that may sound, there are going to be some people out there that may do that. Some other helpful hints. Never look at the eclipse or partial eclipse of the sun through unfiltered camera, telescope, binoculars, or other devices. This is important even if you're wearing eclipse glasses or holding a solar viewer at the same time. The intense solar rays come through those devices will damage the solar filter and your eyes. Talk with an expert astronomer if you want to use special solar filter with your camera, okay, telescope, binoculars, or any other optical devices. There are phases of this, folks, just trying to give you some helpful hints. The partial eclipse, as the moon progresses against the sun. You can see just a corner. Actually, it looks like a side view of her eyeball, because when that moon starts coming, then it starts moving across. It's going to move from our right to left. But you need filters. And it is, again, a process, a partial eclipse. That's when it starts in from our right-hand side when we're looking up, and it moves from right to left. You have what is partial is not complete until it is totally covered. We should get night light. If any, it becomes dark. And then the total eclipse, you do not need filters, but I tell you, please be careful. Don't try to look when it's still a little peak in there. And when I say peak, with a little daylight, it's when the total eclipse, when they say no filter is needed. Now, the partial eclipse on the backside, as it starts to move across the sun, that's when you should use your once in a lifetime, maybe twice. But folks, we need to be very, very careful. They could be, they're telling you, very harmful to your eyes. And let me give you a few of what the symptoms are if you have any eye damage from an eclipse. If you're concerned about that you may have sustained any damage, here are some of the symptoms that you look out for. Blurry vision, headaches, a blind spot in your central vision of one or both of your eyes, increased sensitivity to light, distorted vision, in which a straight line looks bent or a door jam looks curvy, changes in the way you see color, known as chromoplasia. Let me repeat that back. Whoa, that's one of them ones. This means difficulty. Okay, the chromosomes in your eyes. Okay, chromatopsia. This chromatopsia is what you will experience. Folks, be careful. Have fun. Just if you have your grandkids, if you're with them and you're at home, they're not in school watching it, please make sure those who have kids going to school, make sure they have proper glasses. There's a lot going on, folks. And you don't want to throw it all away in one day. It's about 8:46. A lot is going on. You know, we talk about March Madness, a little bit about that one shining moment.
Ball is hooked, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you work. But now it's yours. In one shot, time is short, and the road is long, in the blinking of an eye, that moment's gone, and when it's done, win or lose, you always get your best, cause inside,
Katie Talbot rises up, the shot, and it's good, it's good, Wisconsin,
deep inside, one shining moment, you
that just could be game, set, match.
Feel the beat of your heart. Feel the wind in your face. It's more than
a down by one. Knocked away, what a play by Lighton. A steal. Jackson with the bucket. Notre Dame has the lead.
The name is Heald. H-I-E-L-D.
Always hit your best, cause inside you know. In one shining moment, you reach for the sky. In one shining moment, you lose, yeah. In one shining moment.
One more game to go for the national championship. Villanova and North Carolina. Perry opens the scoring from three. Well, that's a three. It's Page off balance. Impossible! Is it the chicken for the championship? Yes! Philadelphia! Phenomenal! The national champions! The chicken's hitting the winner at the buzzer! A national championship buzzer beater for the title!
At one shining moment, I tell you, tonight is the ladies South Carolina against Iowa, and then tomorrow, Monday night, you'll have UConn versus Purdue. I tell you, this is a time of the year where it's so much excitement. Kind of remind you of your collegiate days. And we'll get there, of course. Where I went to school, we always thought we'd be there, but we did make it. I'm sure a lot of schools don't make it. But the cream of the crop is there. My bracket has been destroyed from day, maybe about the fifth game that they played. I went with North Carolina. They lost a couple of games ago, and the team that beat them, Alabama, loss in the Final Four. So a lot is going on. So exciting. So much excitement for those kids. And don't forget that the ladies' Final Four is today. And then tomorrow, the gentlemen. Go South Carolina. Gamecocks. I love Iowa and the young lady, Caitlin, and things that she's doing. But come on, Don. Get in the championship. Dino is way ahead, but I know you're behind. You're chasing. Chasing a dream. And it goes to show that, you know, we've been great in every field of human endeavor. And now when we've mastered the playing, now we're mastering the coaching. I'm sure she's been called everything outside her name, but she has done a wonderful job of having those young women on one page, working together. I can only imagine what a practice is like, what she is demanding in practice. And being a former athlete, a coach as well, you have to set the standard in practice. That way the games are fun. You learn, you make adjustments, and when you're victorious, it makes everything all right. So they got something to work with. They're going for an unblemished record following that today. All right, it's about 8 minutes until the striking hour of 9. I cannot believe, can you hear me? I cannot believe that our caller is on the line. I did not have to call her, and I am just so happy. You might as well just come on in, and we'll chop it up for a couple of minutes, and then we'll get right to it at about 9 o'clock. So if you press 1, we'll chop it up a little bit, and I'll see if you've been watching some basketball games. So go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez, go ahead and, all right, she raised her hand, isn't that beautiful, all the way from East Texas, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm doing great.
Good, I'm so glad to see you on there. I was going through March Madness, do you follow March Madness?
Not anymore.
Okay, so you missed that one shining moment, huh?
Yeah, I used to be in the basketball, football, but then, you know, I just kind of stopped.
Okay. So you don't have no withdrawals?
If I did, it was years and years ago.
Okay. Yes, I go through it every year. And before we get to your segment, let me just ask you your feeling on this. I know how important college athletics are to people. The amount of money that's pumped in the system, getting these kids ready for potential professional careers. The young lady I'm speaking of, you know, she talks some trash, but that's part of the game. And now this girl's a young lady is getting all kind of little threats, people talking bad about her. How do you feel? What do you think should be done about that?
Well, just actually, it's nothing to be done because people who can't play the game are always going to talk to the people that can.
Point well taken. But they forget that these are kids too, and they're making their transition into adulthood where they could go out here and make money for themselves. But I think it tears down the character, and some people don't care. They don't care anyway. But it's been working down the character. A lot can be said about Caitlin. Caitlin is not well liked only because she's so good. Angel.
Sounds like LeBron, good. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure LeBron had his naysayers. Speaking of LeBron, son had to care for the NBA after his freshman year. So it's a lot into that. I'll talk about that a little bit later, Andrew's view on it. And he realized that dad is ready to probably step out. They want to get a chance to play together. That's the main thing. It'd be the first time in the history of National Basketball Association that father and son have played. It's happened in baseball. They played together, Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, okay. Trying to make history, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. And that's what LeBron has been about. A poor kid from Akron. For the phenom, first pick out of high school. Can you imagine just having the skill set to go straight from high school to the pros? And a lot of kids think they can do that, but not everybody can.
Nope, not everybody can.
And what I like about him, he had kids that he graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
He paid for their college.
Nice.
So they could work for him.
But remember how much trash they talked about him? Nobody liked him.
Who, LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they hated greatness. And who would have thought when we looked at him at 18 that he would go on and score the most points ever in the National Basketball Association?
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming back then. I didn't think he would be around as long as he's been.
Wow.
But when you have that money, you have nutritionists, you have physical therapists living at the house.
And you had that determination.
I'm trying to kill the naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll tell you he didn't grow up in the best of households.
Mm-hmm.
But his parents gave him the best they could. The mom did. Even if it wasn't the best. She gave him the best and stayed with her son. And now look what happened. And that's a lesson for all of us and everyone that can hear my voice. You may not have the greatest resources. And I say resources, money, car, all of that. But there's one resource that every parent can give their child. And that is love. You can't put a price on it. And I want those parents to know, yeah, you push them to be great. You push them in the classroom. That's what we need first. You got to know what's going on. Get some intelligence in their head. Some of the gifted things they've worked on through camps. Because everybody can't play basketball. Everybody can play football.
So instead of him having PTSD, he had PTG, huh?
And that would be?
Post-traumatic growth.
Yeah. I like that. But what is that again? Post.
It's called PTG.
Okay.
That's people that actually, what they do is and they have a positive psychological change as a result of struggling with highly challenging, high stressful life circumstances. Instead of them breaking down, they actually grow from it.
Boy, we sure learned something here on The World According to Drew. Dr. Rodriguez just going to stir something. I'm going to use that again. Post?
PTG.
Okay.
And not everybody falls apart during stress. Some people grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that's what your girl is going to do. She's going to have PTG.
All right. There is some blessing in the benediction. I tell you, you got it. Ooh, taught me something. Thank you. I thought it was a food additive at first. But a PTG. Positive psychological changes. Experience as a result of a struggle with trauma or highly challenging situations.
There you go.
Boy. I tell you, LeBron and Dr. Rodriguez, post-traumatic growth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to write it a little clear.
You're writing it down?
Not, yeah. You know what? I'm always a student. I'm going to write it down. Before we get into your area, I'll be as vanilla as I could possibly be. You know, we have challenges at work every day.
Mm-hmm.
You get new equipment. You may have mastered the equipment because you know the ongoings of it. It's just kind of like a new car. You know, sometimes they do a few new buttons that you have to get acclimated with in order to get the real experience of that new automobile.
Mm-hmm.
But the same can be said at work. You know, you get a new machine, you know the onsets, and you help others, but others are not willing to help you. And it's not a matter of organizing or getting it done. It's just support when things back up. And that's what I've been suffering this week. And then you don't have support from above. So you know the scenario.
Yeah.
That I mentioned. But people, a lot of times you have to work through that. Everybody that looks like you is not for you, which I really thrive on because there's just so many things I can get into. But I keep my focus on what I'm there for.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the best that I can. You know, maybe a little longer. But that's all you can do. But go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
I said, and that's called PPG.
I'm ready. What's that, PPG?
PTG.
Okay.
Post-traumatic.
Okay. I can come up with my own acronym. PT. It's Sunday morning. I can't say it. Can't say it. But welcome on board this morning. What do you have for us?
Well, this morning I'm going to talk about a plant. It's from Mexico, Central America, and South America. It's called De Manita. As you can tell by the floor, it is a flower.
Okay.
So,
you know I'm on it. I'm looking.
Okay. Well, you can spell it FLORDEMANITA, but I actually have it spelled the traditional way with floor, FLEUR. Then I have a D with a little hyphen. Then I have Manita. It's got all kinds of little different names. The locals call it I forgot what they call it, like little finger or something like that. it's good for the digestive system. It treats diarrhea and dysentery. And you know that a decontoction, it's like decontoction is a tea. Like water and the flour, you boil it for like 5 to 7 minutes. Now, decantations from Flor de Manita, they have traditionally been used by indigenous people to treat diarrhea and dysentery, and that's like in Mexico and in Central America. Now, it's also considered an antibacterial and an anti-protozoal. Studies have shown that extracts from the flowers possess these antibacterial and antiprotozoal properties, and they aid in the treatment of, of infectious gastrointestinal diseases. That's how you can treat diarrhea and dysentery with it.
Can you spell
now,
that again? If you don't mind, I'm sorry to cut you off. Spell the first half of it.
I'll give it to you. FLOR, then DE. It's like three different words. And then Manita, M-A-N-I-T-A.
F-L-O-R-D-E.
Yeah, and M-A-N-I-T-A. And don't run it together. It's separate.
Okay. Spell it again. You know, I'm...
F-L-O-R.
Okay. F-L-O-R. Uh-huh.
Then put a space in there and then put D-E.
Uh-huh.
And then put M-A-N-I-T-A.
Okay.
Three separate words.
Okay. M-E-N-T-A at the end?
Mm-hmm. M-A-N-I-T-A. Ita.
I-T-A, okay. Like I'm seeing pulling up.
Now, why I'm interested in Flor de Manita is for the cardiovascular system. and like specifically for the blood pressure regulation. Now, Flor de Manita is traditionally used to assist the heart in regulating blood pressure. If your pressure is too high, it brings it back into balance. And if your blood pressure is too low, it brings it back into balance. It has like a digitalis-like effect that helps to normalize your blood pressure range. It's a stimulant. It stimulates heart function. The alkaloids and glycosides found in Flor de Manita have been reported to have a synergistic action similar to digitalis. Now, when I get to the end of it, I'll tell you how I use it. Now, it's also been used, like, to alleviate dizziness by supporting the circulation and reducing feelings of lightheadedness. And I even down here in Central America, they've even employed it in the treatment of epilepsy. Now, the nervous system, it calms your nerves, and it also treats insomnia. And now it's been traditionally used to alleviate nervousness, insomnia, and anxiety. And they do this in Mexico. That's Mexican traditional medicine. It's also been used to address depression, and that suggests that it has a potential mood-enhancing effect. Some people even use it, like, as an analgesic. It's used, like, for headaches.
Okay.
And then it's also been used as an anti-inflammatory. Like the tea from the flower, you can use it to wash or put a poultice for like hemorrhoids, inflammation you might have. So it's been known soothing and reducing inflammation in affected areas. And then as far as your stomach goes, is the flavonoids in the flower possess anti-secretory activity, and it reduces intestinal secretions, and it aids in the treatment of issues such as ulcers. And then with your immune system, I told you before, it's an antibacterial. So it's immune boosting against bacterial infections. Then some people use it for eye health, for inflammation of the eye. As we were talking about, it's good for, it's an anti-inflammatory. So you can actually make a poultice of it and put it across your eye if your eye is inflamed. Now, as I was saying before, like the best way to get the benefits of the Flor de Manita is that decoction that I was talking about. And you prepare the decoction by, you boil the flour in the water and drink it as a tea. You drink it like twice a day, you know, like in the morning when you get up and at night before you go to bed. And that's how they use it to treat your diarrhea and your dysentery. And then like the hemorrhoids, you just make a poultice and you lay it on the hemorrhoids. Now, me personally, I use the Flor de Manita. I grind the Flor de Manita. I grind hawthorn flowers. And I grind hibiscus flowers. And then after I grind them, I put them in a capsule. And then I take it in the morning in a capsule form. But I mix it with hawthorn and hibiscus.
Wow. You never seem amazing.
Yeah, like my blood pressures are good. Like when I went to see the doctor during my vacation, my blood pressure was running like 116, 118 over 60 and 70. So it does good for me. But like I said, I mix the Flor de Manita with the hawthorn and the hibiscus. But as I said before, remember to consult with a healthcare professional or herbalist before using this Flor de Manita or any herbs for medicinal purposes, especially if you have underlying health conditions or you're taking medications. Because, like, sometimes these herbs do not go with whatever medications you're taking. Additionally, ensure that you have correctly identified the plant before using it for medicinal purposes. Don't want you out here poisoning yourself.
Very, very, very good advice. And a little bit common uses for Flor de Manita.
Mm-hmm.
Cross the water in Manaus. As widely used, again, as you mentioned, heart and regulation of blood pressure. The flower is commonly used to treat nervousness,
mm-hmm.
headaches, insomnia, depression, dizziness, pain, inflammation, ulcers, piles. Uh-huh. We ain't heard that in a while. Piles.
Yeah, I ain't heard that in a long time.
Uh-huh. And the stimulant. And folks, you know, piles. When I hear piles, P-I-L-E-S. P-I-L-E-S. Does it sound like, well, basically hemorrhoids. So, you know, people over the years, what, sit in a salt tub or something to trying to shrink hemorrhoids. Or there are hemorrhoidal creams that are out there now as well. But this particular thing, a lot of stuff. Of course, you can find it on Amazon, folks, as well. So Amazon will not leave you alone. Amazon doesn't carry.
I forgot where I got mine from.
Look, the only place, the only thing when they get back money is refund. They make some money. It's unbelievable. And sometimes in the neighborhood, you see, it seems like one truck of pickup, everybody on one street, certain zip codes, but you see multiple ones out there. We got to go with. Folks, it's about 13 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I am Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning. And as we get tomorrow, we'll go back through some more helpful things. But I have Dr. Rodriguez on the phone. Some stuff. We talk about it. Flora de Mentia. Whatever, that's the, what the incorrect name.
You know, actually, it is on Amazon. And you can actually find it at your local, what is that, Fiesta also.
Oh, Fiesta,
yeah,
wow.
Let me see. Yeah, you can find it on Amazon. It's like $14.99 for three packages.
And when you look at it, a close picture, and folks, that's why it's always important to read. It looks like those dried things that you ashtray. What do you call those things?
You know, it's a flower, right?
For setting your room, air fresheners.
But, it looks like potpourri.
That's what I mean. They say grind it up, man. Yeah, it looks like.
Yeah, you had to grind that. You grind it with your hibiscus leaves and your hawthorn flowers or hawthorn berries. But I use the leaves instead of the berries.
Okay. I'm still growing through PTG. I'm trying to grow. You have stimulated that side. And for those who are just listening, PTG is positive psychological changes. And that's what
it's
we said.
Growth.
Go ahead.
Growth trauma.
Yep. Post-traumatic growth.
Yeah, instead of you breaking down and crying and whining and complaining, you grow through it and become a stronger person.
And we associated that with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
20 years in the league, but started as an 18-year-old. Invested in others as PTG. Traumatic growth. He could have gone south. He could have but he kept playing basketball. And the reason I'm going is his son declared for the National Basketball Association to go in. I don't know if he's just trying. I honestly feel Dr. Rodriguez, he's going to end up possibly here in Dallas.
They're
going to SMU. So LeBron kind of got his finger on that coach, so he might bring in the SMU. So it might be a Bronny sighting here in Dallas. That's my. Now, if it works that way, next Sunday I will give you the lottery ticket numbers.
Well, he's always LeBron has always loved the Dallas Cowboys. And so if he ended up in Dallas, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't be surprised. Because Shaq is here now.
Mm-hmm.
The Metroplex area.
Yeah, Shaq got houses in several cities.
Right, but he has settled here, believe it or not. Well, he realized with all the money, state income tax here in Florida or Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But moving here, taking advantage of some of the financial gains you can make here in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a lot is going on. We have a couple of callers on. Callers, if you have a question or anything, one, and we'll get you on. We're talking about a lot of things today as we approach the eclipse. Again, not to do, and folks, you have to pay attention. With that eclipse, you know, I gave you some phrases after those as soon as I can put my finger on them. But it's going to look, teaspoon of recall. It's going to move from our right to our left when it covers because of the rotation of the Earth. And folks, once it starts covering the sun, the moon will come in front of the sun. You know, I don't want to say safe. So it's safer as it enters. But please, please, make sure these are glasses that are, look for certain things on them just because Joe said, man, I got them from the corner store. No. You know, I'm not saying pay $1 million for some solar glasses, but maybe Amazon, they're Russia. I know they enjoying everybody, and they're So I will get Amazon if possible. There are a lot of and people are just buying them up, but you have to remember that your eyes are blind. You never know how important your eyes are. We take so much for granted. And then we, like myself, readers, and it's just a very, can you imagine your whole life being dark? And that's why I have so much respect for those who are blind. Some may have been born blind and never got a chance to see red, greens, or purples. Or you've had that sight and it's been taken from you. You know, it can be very frustrating. You know, have you ever been hit in the eye? Whether it's a basketball or somebody punching you in the eye, it don't feel good. It's in shockwaves, trust me. It's in shockwaves through your system. But your eyes are so precious. You're able to see where you go. You're able to see the beautiful things that this earth has. So protect those eyes. Just any, you know, people trying to wear welder's glasses. Come on. Didn't these folks say? When you can go either when you get there. And just remember, we'll be shining. Is it 10 o'clock?
Well, Andrew, you know that the moon rose this morning around 6:30, and tomorrow the moon will rise at 7.
Look, we have our own personal astronomer right here on the world according to Drew. Come around and, yeah, I'm going to look this up. Total eclipse occurs in Dallas is one of the hot spots that you will be able to see it very clearly. All right, the solar eclipse on tomorrow, of course, which is my mother's 88th birthday, I think it would have been. I'll get it. She was born 1939, so I can't even count. So 85th birthday. The total 3 p.m. and end at 3:02. So there are approximately 3 hour eclipse. The total eclipse will only last a few minutes. And they're saying 40 and 1:44 Central Time, depending on your location. People are coming in town because this is one of the sites in North Texas. Plans in place for total solar eclipse. So, just some helpful hint for those who are listening. Be sure to double check times, availability. Now, I guess hearing that word is going to be a fee at the Cotton Bowl. I guess it's next to their car or something. Out. But folks, please be careful. I joke about that, but trust me, we take things for granted. It's back. Whether it's through ailments within or some exposures they. Please, please, and I stress again, please be very careful. The Cotton Bowl Stadium in Fairfax hosts the sun, moon, and you. Total eclipse event. Sun, moon, and you. So please, you know, they always talk about a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Not good. You don't. Please. All right. Think about the solar. You can always go online. Today, Dr. Rodriguez, and just stay on. We talked. Flora de Mentia. How do you pronounce it?
It's Flor de Manita.
Manita. Oh, I know some Nitas.
You know some Nitas? That's funny.
A Manita. Okay. And as she gave a disclaimer, you know, we're giving you a lot of, you know, about what they can do and versus what they cannot do. But always check with your physician. I hear they regulate blood pressure, but check with your physician. Always check because we want to make sure there's nothing that will come. Go ahead.
Flor de, and I just don't take the Flor de Manita. Remember, I tell you, I mix it with hibiscus, and I also mix it with the hawthorn. But I also take cayenne pepper. I take a cayenne pepper tablet every morning also.
Okay. I hear you. Nothing like Justin, the cook out of New Orleans. Cayenne. Put a little cayenne.
All cayenne right. Is
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said cayenne is good for you. It's the substitute for the aspirin. You know, some people out here taking an aspirin daily. I take a cayenne pepper capsule daily. I try to keep everything natural, though.
Very good. I know a lot of processing of things are going on. More. Mm-hmm. Biggest concern has always been a egg today, a chicken tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So things are just going too fast to keep up with the demand.
Yeah. Are they still pulling the chicken off the shelves here in Texas?
You know what? I went out last evening and had a chicken quesadilla.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a little dry. And again, you here in Texas, when you get the ethnic foods, you go to that ethnic restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, at a bowling lane. Bowling. I guess Stripes is, I don't know. I forgot the name of the place. If someone's listening, just press one and call. I think it's called Pinstripes.
Well, you know that we have the avian flu. We've had our first case of the avian flu here in Texas, right?
Wow. What area?
I don't know, but I know it was some chicken farm.
Okay.
I'll look it up right quick.
Okay. Well, folks, a lot of things we talk about the medicinal purposes of, I'm getting further away from it, but it's just, Manita.
It says, it was discovered in cows and dairy herds in Idaho, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, and Texas.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talked with a couple yesterday, and they were saying that not want their daughter drinking milk because of the hormones. And I just question it. I don't say anything. But folks, if you're gonna pull, you know, a lot of people, I got that. But you have to have some supplements. If you pull your child off the milk, calcium substitutes or something that will aid in them. Because when they're in their formative years, they need that stuff for body, not for just the fact of being stronger bones. Because in this life that we're all living, you don't get your bones but one time.
Yeah.
And if we don't strengthen that to carry us in our 50s and our 60s and 80s, then, you know, you're starting late. It's way behind the game. Way behind the game. So, you know, forget about that. But just, you know, read, check with your pediatrician. Don't go by what we tell you. There are people that are making a lot of money that's going to tell you right. But I can tell you, being in the medical field, there's certain building blocks that you need to get to the adult. Why do you think we grow? And then the ceiling that we reach when we get a certain height. Now, when you start going sideways, that's when we start, depending on what we put in our mouths and how well we exercise. So a lot of these things, we can't look or do outside the box on everything. So, you know, you got kids, let them grow because they're growing very rapidly. Then that's what we need to make sure our physicians are aware. Supplements. And I tried to convey that on yesterday to a couple of family friends. It is true. I'm Andrew Wiggum live on this pre-eclipse morning.
Pre-eclipse.
Yeah, people are excited about tomorrow. And,
well, I'm excited.
I am. You know, think about it. This may be, what, about the fourth or fifth one in our lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they always say, it'll never come again, and you busting your tail to get out there and see
the next one. The next one's in 2044.
Okay, so every 20 years.
Oh, no, it's been one recently. I remember, I'm
yeah,
not
but
sure
they
if
come they always, you're going to see one or two of you.
Yeah, I think I'll still be around in 2044 to see the next one.
I hope so. I hope we all are.
I don't know where I'll have to travel to see it, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Moved in. A lot of focus has been. I love it because it seems to be located. You can fly left or right in 2 hours. Which is good because there's nothing like a flight from Miami to Los Angeles. That's 5 hours.
Okay.
And depending on, usually they try to stay in the across the state, and they will fly across Mexico out of LAX and go across the Gulf. And then go next to Tampa, and then down, and get a little closer. And then, so, yeah, I follow planes as well. Yeah, but you know, it's just amazing how we've grown and how things have grown with us, and it's wonderful that the comprehension that we have now on certain things. We've always had resources, but I remember going to the planetarium in high school, and I had a fascination of just wanting to go among the stars. NASA on some projects. I got a chance to do that in my young days. Actually had a project to go up in one of the shuttles. Just a lot going on. I thought I was going to be the next George Washington. Yeah, instead of making peanut butter, I was eating peanut butter. That didn't go too far. And I tell kids all the time, you have the potential to do so much. When George Washington was over, a lot of people can think, different powders or whatever. But yeah, we took the time, took the earth. You make other things, making it work because back in the day. And I always laugh at it, just embrace when you talk about the pig. You know, Miss Susie and Mr. Willie, they always got the ham, maybe the spare ribs, right? So here are the other parts of the pig that we've slaughtered. We start eating pig tails, pig feet, pig snout. That's what I'm still not going to try. I can't.
Well, Andrew, you know that Miss Susie couldn't cook, so who was cooking these hams and spare ribs and pork chops for Miss Susie?
Well, I know we were. And then we looked at that and say, hey, we're going to boil these up a little bit. We're going to put something on them. Pig.
we're going to take a few of them home for the
And, you know, I make fun of this. I still have not been able to eat pig lips.
I still haven't bought any. If I buy some, I'll bring you some.
Don't worry. I appreciate the thought. Don't worry about it. Bring some. I might look at it. Now, I've had some pig
lips.
It's been a little, that was a trying time in my life.
Got to get you some lips and get you a sandwich.
Pig lip and potato chips.
Pig lips and potato chips. Okay.
a hole there.
I can get us some on Amazon.
I know you can. That's your favorite place. Look, don't even have to go out the house. Amazon bring it right to the door.
And piglets.
Yeah, but they always said, you know, John Witherspoon, before he passed, to the tutor. You can do, I don't know now, do they eat pig eyes?
I haven't seen any, but you know they eat the pig brain.
Well, thank you before I have breakfast. I'm going to look that one up, pig brain. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I've had some pig brain scrambled with some eggs before.
Ooh, and it's a company named Rose.
Huh.
You get pig pork, Rose pork pig brains with milk gravy.
Milk gravy? I don't know about that now. And with no gravy with.
And guess where you can find this product?
No, don't say Amazon.
Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Rose pork, 5 ounce cans. It look like. Heard it all now. Pig brain.
Mm-hmm.
You can say what you want to say about food. Ooh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do like your grandparents, we would kill George in the fall, and so we tried not to let anything go to waste. And you can take that brain, and you can actually, you know, scramble it with eggs for breakfast.
Okay. You've changed my diet already. Oh, my God. If you look at some of these images, folks, if you are, I know cell phones, if you look, they have the brain. You know, the brain reminds you of
scrambled
eggs. You look at that bowl. But you know what you think about people who didn't think about our forefathers and forefathers, East Coast and the West Coast. They had to eat anything. I'm sure any and stretch it. Miss Susie got the ham and the chops maybe and the ribs. And we got creative. So if she like that, there's some other parts. You know, get big feet. And what if you all right.
And you were asking about the eyes. I'm not really sure because, you know, like when you make souse meat, what you do is you boil the entire pig head. So I can't remember if the eyes were still in there or not. And if they were, then souse meat actually has the eyeballs in it. I can't remember, though.
And then my friends down in Miami, they eat souse. Try some of this.
I eat souse. Remember, I say I can cook souse.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna take your word on it. Now, I know you bring things to work. I usually. I might don't be mad if I say I'm full. I'm full. Let's see.
Most of the time, I bring vegan dishes to work.
Okay.
But you probably say the same thing, you fool.
Yeah, I have a friend that owns a restaurant. I try to get him on one Sunday to kind of talk about what they offer. And quite a bit. I had a barbecue that he used. Oh my God, what is that? They use the just prepare it a little differently. Italian dish. I'm drawing a blank right now. Jackfruit.
I know. Almost.
Jackfruit.
Oh, jackfruit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm bringing to work. Next week is barbecue jackfruit. So you already have some?
You know, I think your mind tastes it before. So you have some apprehension about eating it. Actually, it was good.
It's just jackfruit. You have to open yourself up to new dishes.
My name is Andrew. So,
hey, I actually went online and it's actually eggs and brains is a dish. I didn't even know that.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it.
It says it's a Portuguese cuisine. That's interesting.
But you know what people did? You can eat everything from the Buddha.
Yeah, you really can.
Yeah. Just think of the little pigtail, little pot, pig feet, pig knuckles. I'm trying to think of everything else. But pig ears, pig nose stout, pig lips. I know more trife with the cow. I guess do they, you remember by cooking a pig's tongue?
And we usually use, like, the pig stomach, those intestines. You can use those to make all kind of good sausages. You can stuff stuff in those intestines.
Well, you got stuff in it, so don't you have to... I'm sorry.
You do have to take that out, Andrew.
Yeah, okay.
That's usually, like, before you kill George in the fall, what you do is you take George and put him someplace a little differently, and you just actually feed him, like, corn, like, for those days right before you kill him. That way, when you clean out those intestines, they're not as full of crap as they would usually be.
Had some new friends.
You just don't take a pig, like, straight out of the pen and kill it. You have to actually, feed him for a couple of weeks before you kill him. So his intestines won't be full of stuff.
I've already brought it out of the store ready. But look, Dr. Rodriguez, true story. Had some friends, black, I'm going to tell the truth. they're going to, thinking that, their friend brought home a African American man, and they were going to cook, and thinking they were doing some ethnic cooking on my behalf. Look, you probably know where I'm going with this. And so they said, "I'm chitlins." I said, "Okay." I called my mom. You know, where you had to call Colette. Mama, what is up? We always clean it out. And she said, just beware. So I get to my friend's house. I say, oh, man, we're so happy to have you here. You know, just to make you comfortable, we are preparing some stuffed chitlin. So I was, and I remember, did not have all these cell phones. So my mind is, I know how my mom used to clean them and had a house smelling like chitlins. And I get there and they cooking them and all of that. Had a little fire there. They ain't cutting them that. And they said, we have some chitlins for you. Stuff. I'm thinking like boudin or. And I asked them, how do they prepare it? They cook it and cook them. I said, yes, they were clean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did they clean them first?
They cooked them. Now, you know I can hide blushing quite well on my face, right?
Yes.
Well, I think I turned another shade. I said, you know what? I just got through eating. Thank you so much. I didn't want to totally hurt their feelings. Lady,
okay.
Come
stuff. My best money was stuff. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. So that's why, you know, I have to make sure.
That's why I tell you, Miss Susie can't.
No, she can't cook. Never had to cook.
Mm-mm-mm.
And have you been around? I have people in my family. They clean the chitlins so much. They need 2 or 3 buckets. They pick all the fat off.
Yeah, and then like in my family, we bleach chitlins.
Y'all put it through the rinse cycle too?
I guess you would call it a rinse cycle. It's like after you got them clean, you have to pull the little membranes off of them, and then you let them in Clorox and water.
But not much Clorox. You about a capful, I hope.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
I mean, y'all pour a whole gallon of bleach?
No, not a whole gallon, but it's enough to where you can smell it in the kitchen. We don't play with our chitlins. We clean them.
There go all them black restaurants I used to go to. I ain't going no more.
Yeah, we bleach. And then after that, the next cycle is like you said, rinse cycle. The next cycle is a salt cycle. And then after that salt cycle, we do a vinegar cycle.
So they already cooked.
If you say so.
Good morning, water morning. It's about 49 minutes after hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio 8 in the morning with Dr. Rodriguez. Give us the production line, a mental view of the production line of preparing. And her chitlins are not stuffed, like I was about. Oh, boy.
I've never even heard of a stuffed chitlin.
They're full of stuff. That's what it is. It's stuff. They always told us, be careful what you eat, right?
Yeah, especially if Susie is cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know.
Ooh, my goodness.
They really made the most. Made the most out of greens, or how greens were created, and cooked it down. The greens, some ham, you know, some for next door. She was 7 days in Venice, and her grandson. I understand why they had to stop at 6 o'clock. I think it was as the sun went down. But I used to tell them, just come on over to the house. They had just in the house. And she ate a lot of greens. And I had no idea how it would taste with the beef. Because we're so used to having the pork. Well, she used some smoked beef. Some smoked beef.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very good. And I think the smoked beef, that's probably the importance of the pork. So, folks, there's some your greens, maybe some smoked beef.
We use smoked turkey, Andrew.
Okay. Right. That's even better. That's even better.
And that's what everybody's been using for years now.
Because, you know, genetically, we are linked to high blood pressure. The stress of every day can increase your blood pressure. Just preparation of food. You know, again, I still worry about a chick today. No, egg today is a chicken. I mean, increasing the process. There's no wait time associated with a lot of the foods. And now what they're creating beef. We talked about several shows where people are creating beef.
Processed meat in the lab.
In the lab. And putting some fat on it so it can sizzle like what we're accustomed to doing. See.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, now a lot has changed as far as what we eat. I'm sure some people out there trying to make starfish and crabs, and I'm still trying to figure that out. How did they get an imitation crab?
Oh, you should see how they make that. Those little imitation crab meat that we have in the stores. You should see how they make them. It is so interesting. You know that cheap imitation crab meat they have up in the store? You should see the process. I should send it to you, huh?
Because you know what? I always like these little crab sticks we see. Some of them are from the what's the long-legged crabs? But yeah, I worry about it, and I am guilty. I've gone over to Walmart. They have the crab salad. It's a little different. I have to acquire the taste now. But I need to start looking at it and see how much percent crab. Yeah, because crabs, you know, I met a guy yesterday. He has a crustacean crabs, folks. That's all I say. Shellfish. Well, I'm going to go check him out. Let's go and go check them out. But imitation, they ain't making no bones about it. Like his crab meat, they saying, telling you from the beginning, imitation. And that recipe is just imitation crab. Here's something right quick. Let me just say, it caught my eye. The contrast between imitation crab in real crab. Okay? Food made from combining minced fish with whites, sugar, salt, and additives to mimic the flavor, color, of real crab meat. While it's significantly less expensive, it's also less nutritious. This week, remember the.
I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna show you how it's made.
Look, I'm all excited. Okay, imitate weekend. But again, folks, about. If I'm not mistaken, in the Dallas area, Dallas is supposed to be one of the best places to see it. They asked, when was the last? It was the region first. It was 1878 that we had something here in the Dallas where it was very visible. They said for 300 years, and guess what? Mm-hmm. So they have another one in 24 minutes. So it's a lot. Total eclipse. Noon. And folks, I went through earlier. Make sure you're not looking directly into the. You have these protective shades on. Potentially burn your retina. This is some intense heat. You may not feel it, but the rays itself, if it reaches the depths of your eyes, there's a chance of potential damage. Greatly potential for damage. You're inhaling possible thing for this. It's going to start from our right and move to our left. All right? And when it's in the total phase, which you see, son, you can look. All right? That's what they're saying. But keep your glasses. Keep your glasses on throughout. Because as soon as you get a glimmer of sun, is when you need to. You may move. They understand. They've been waiting. They've been studying 40, 50 years. And so it's we'll watch them as we go. I'm looking forward to the ingredients. But I thank you so much for being a part of our day. Folks, don't forget today the ladies playing. It will be South Carolina against Iowa. Children of the Corn, that's how I think of Iowa. Be a great event, so make sure you follow through. And
that's funny.
Yeah, Children of the Corn, that's all I can think about Iowa. Caitlin, and then a host of, with Coach Don Staley. I'm going to wish him well. And then tomorrow night, one shining moment. That song, because it is a shining moment. Dr. Rodriguez, I thank you so much for being a part of this. We talked about a lot and broke up on a lot of these things because you're killing me. Killing me with, and I'm loving every minute of it. On behalf of Cheryl Smith, Dr. Rodriguez, and myself, both participated. We thank you for an outstanding day. Be careful watching the eclipse. Don't forget, tomorrow is the 8th. Happy birthday, Mama in heaven. And then the following Monday is my day. My day. All right. We thank you again. And on this, in the spirit, we're all going to have our one shining moment.
The ball is hooked, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooter. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you worked. But now it's yours in one shining moment. Just in one shining moment, they're frozen in time. But time is short. Blinking of an eye, that moment's gone. And when it's done, win or lose, you always do your best. Cause inside,
Katie's got it, rises up, the shot, and it's good! It's good! Wisconsin!
Deep inside, one shining moment, you knew you were a
star. That just could be game, set, match.
Of your heart, feel the wind in your face. It's more than
a down by one. Knocked away, but a play by Mike.
A steal, Jackson with the bucket. Notre Dame has the lead.
The name is Heal, H-I-E-L-D.
Always at your best, cause inside you know.
One more game to go for the national championship. Villanova and North Carolina.
Perry opens the scoring from three. Well, that's from three.
It's Paige off balance. Impossible! Is it the ticket for the championship? Yes! Philadelphia! Phenomenal! The national champions! The Jenkins hitting the winner at the buzzer! A national championship buzzer beater for the title!